Welcome to another exciting adventure of DC Pirate Radio Podcast, or as I like to call it, DC Pirate Radio, because putting podcasts on the end with radio doesn't make any goddamn sense. Anyway, we had another chitty chat today. We had a bit of a chat about gun control. We spoke about whether you should get a puppy or get a dog from the dog shelter. And then we deep dived into some Eastern mysticism. All of those things, as usual, we just had an opinion, not necessarily well thought out, not necessarily coherent, but we had a chat about it. If you want an idea about what a couple of normal, regular, handsome guys think about those things, have a listen. Also, Mr. Ezekiel Dizzy Dizzison did not make it on the podcast. We've had to reschedule. We are going to do that podcast in 2 weeks. So if you were hoping to hear from the man, listen to this anyway, but also listen again in a couple of weeks. Last but not least, Jammu. Jammu Tonic is amazing. It can do all kinds of things, and I like it very much. You should check it out. Enjoy.
I'll kiss you on the lips and take you to Italy.
That is a classic.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Anyway, no time for nonsense. Gotta get down to business.
I'm gonna get straight to the point. We've got no time for nonsense.
No time for messing around. Straight to the point.
No time for fluffing about. Yeah. Straight to it. Just straight to the point.
Just gotta get on with it.
Better not be honeygiving me, bro.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice. I'm Peter Zane. Now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you, from the depths of our twisted imaginations, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast.
That doesn't make any sense.
The Pirate Radio Podcast, my friend.
You're such an idiot.
Are we going?
Yeah. I gave you the universal sign for going.
I'm pretty sure the universal sign is...
That's not it.
How do you know?
Because I'm part of the universe.
Well, I'm going to write that down for next episode. Find out universal start sign.
There's no such thing. Anyway, just to fill everyone in, James has been delaying this podcast, and he's over there madly scribbling down on a pad. My guess is that I gave him a little heads up after his
inspirational quotes.
After his disaster of an argument last time, I gave him a little heads up on the things that I wanted to talk about. So if we argue about anything today, just know that James has been incredibly well prepared, researched, and still no idea what he's talking about.
I already told you, I'm coming at you hard and fast.
Are you?
Coming at you hard and fast with facts and knowledge and wisdom.
Okay, James has been very busy looking through Instagram quotes.
Yeah.
Believe. Hashtag believe.
Hashtag spirituality. Hashtag go fuck yourself.
Hashtag you can do it.
Hashtag nobody gets out alive.
Speaking of Instagram, because I am...
An Instagram modal?
Mr. Instagram. You see some strange people on Instagram. I was looking... So, like, everyone, like, I'll randomly look at people that follow us so I can, I don't know, just see what the audience is doing. I'll reach out to some people.
Said Matt winking.
Yeah. I'll reach out to some people, but usually what it is, I see something and I'm like, that's a bit odd. I wonder what that's all about. I was looking at this page and it's obviously some woman that works.
Hey, she's a nice lady.
She works in, like, immigration or something. And her page is like, it's so over the place. It's like, titty pic, wannabe Instagram model pic. And then the next, it's like this super professional government building where she's obviously helping people immigrate to the country. And I'm just like, this is...
Are you as confused as this lady?
Make two
Press
pages.
Two.
It's like, you know, everyone's got at least one friend that's a real estate agent all of a sudden. And they spam you on their Facebook. And then every once in a while, it's just like a, here's me drunk.
Like, nah, I wasn't talking about him. Oh, I was talking to him about this last night. He was saying how he's like cleared his whole Facebook out so that, because somebody like stalked him or something. But, did you see the video of me answering the door naked to the policeman came up today? That was,
I was there. Yeah.
5 years ago. 5 years ago on this day.
I couldn't see the front of you, but from what I could tell, there was quite a surprise.
There was a lot of shrinkage.
Oh, what was going through your head?
fuck, there's eight men. There's eight policemen at my door and I'm naked.
Oh, for a noise complaint. A little bit excessive.
Nah, they thought we were drug dealers.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, why though?
Because we would come and go at all hours of the day and night, because Todd didn't work. Like, Todd was on, like, because of his back. He was, I think he might have been doing vending stuff, I don't know, but, we were all in and out, all hours of the day and night, with different people all the time. Like, you rocked up with a bag of pickled onions and,
pasta. No, so you reckon they had a stakeout?
Yeah.
So you reckon they were staking out, like, and they've got Superman on the stakeout, as they can see through my bag that I rocked up with spaghetti and pickled onions. Yep. And they're like, oh, that's it, they're up to something.
Exactly. Well, they saw you and thought they're up to something. Oh, wait, mate. From the northern suburbs. We better go check this out.
That's an aggressive haircut.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on. Lady in immigration. Weird.
Oh, no, that was it. It's done. Oh. I spoke about that.
Cool story.
There's some weird people on Instagram.
That's true.
There's some
weird people everywhere.
Yeah. Gives you a little insight into them. So what's up?
What is up? Now, there's a question. There is a question indeed.
I thought you prepared for this. This does not look like a prepared man. It looks like you've been outclassed and outgunned.
you win. You lose that battle, my friend. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10.
Oh.
I did a desk pop.
It's not a thing, is it?
One of the assistant coaches of footy is a police officer.
Oh, a football story.
Yeah, he no, it was just.
You know how much I love them.
So an anecdotal story. He rocked up to footy training Wednesday night in his police car with a, like, in uniform, obviously still at work. And as soon as he got out of the car, everyone just starts yelling, "Hasty, do a desk pop! Do a desk pop!" And he's just, like, looking around, like, what the fuck are these retards doing? But it was fun. That was about as good as your story about the immigration lady.
Okay.
Good. We're off to a good start.
You're being mean again.
You started it.
Well, no, I
walked in. I walked in with treats. And you were like, nah, fuck. You're drinking beer!
Nah. I opened it right in front of you.
I literally had
no... Well, you should get on that bloody crime stake force with Superman. Task force, that's the one.
Okay, for everyone else that can't see what's going on in the room, Matt is drinking a beer.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I wasn't ready for it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I was not ready
for it. Well, after you stole my vodka...
That's not vodka, it's water.
Oh, so you just happened to go over with a glass that had... About half an inch of water. You know, I can't tell the difference between vodka and water anymore.
No, genuinely, hand on heart, that's all water.
Like, well, I saw you go over with a glass that had half an inch of water in it, and then you went and put some more water from a different source.
Do you want to know why?
No.
Okay. It was my OCD. I knew that I was going to want to drink more than one whole pint of water while we were up here, so I filled the glass up, smashed most of it, put an ice cube in, and then filled it back up.
I don't think OCD means what you think it means.
I don't think you mean what you think you mean.
Okay, what do the letters stand for?
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
What about obsessive compulsive disorder to you speaks, likes to have two drinks?
It's different. It's how my mind processes the information.
Then there's definitely something going on.
There's definitely something wrong.
It might even be OCD, but this is just a poor explanation.
So what you're saying is you don't know.
Well, I think I might have the mumps, because when I drink my coffee with ice in it.
Yeah, well, what's that lump in your neck?
That's actually muscles, mate.
That's not true.
You've been very confrontational again.
No, you've rubbed me right up the wrong way.
I've got you rock hard.
Yeah, you've got me rock hard.
That's not
up.
What I meant to say.
You got me rock hard and rolled up, and now I'm a Flintstone.
Okay.
Anyway.
So if you've done some preparation, do you want to talk about anything?
Yeah, cool. I want to talk about shelter dogs versus buying puppies, because I thought that was an interesting one.
Yeah?
Because I'm torn.
Yeah, well, I was just watching a video on that the other day. Funny you should ask.
Yeah.
And the logic was out. I'm not saying I disagree with it. It was just the logic was a little bit out. And they're like, but essentially they were saying, if you get a puppy, you're killing a shelter dog. So if you got a shelter dog, the shelter dog wouldn't get put down.
But then you might be killing a puppy.
Well, the puppy's got to go somewhere. Like, people are still... I mean, eventually...
Eventually, you're going to be...
You've got to hope that if there's no demand, the supply goes down for these puppies. But it's not quite so simplistic as that.
I looked at it a different way. Like, this, selfishly, I'd want to get a puppy so that you had it from, like, new and you could train it to do shit and you knew exactly, like, what it had been through. Like, you know, shelter dog, you're sort of rolling dice a bit. But... I don't know. Scar used to be an asshole, but I think she's all right now. She was a bit of a jerk when you first got her, but now she's all right.
Well, I think she was,
abused.
Abused, yeah. So that's always going to, like, you know, abused as a puppy, he's probably always going to have some, have issues. Something going on. But yeah, it's just fine.
Like that David Goggins dude.
Yeah, that dude's got some,
yeah, he's some got issues. Some issues. Cool dude, but he's got some shit going on.
I got a threefold plan to solve that problem.
Threefold.
Another one where, again, just putting it out there, I'm a bit far off, but when I become king of the universe and I need your vote, here's some of my policies.
Oh, okay, okay.
Number one, if you want a puppy, you can get a puppy.
Okay.
Number two, you screw over that dog, punch in the face at the very least.
A screw over how?
Like, give it up because it's not cute anymore or whatever. Like,
oh, yeah. You lose, that's way more than a punch
you,
in the
you
face.
You lose... Oh, you get one reprimand, you get a... And you get no longer... You've lost your...
Dog privileges.
You've lost animal privileges. Like, you are no longer allowed to own pets.
Yeah, can't we do this with kids?
Well, that's...
It's different.
Let's ease people into this. And the third one is I will set up my own dog shelter. So have the dog shelters, whatever they are. Just have, like, a big, open, fenced-off area... Where all the ones that, like a no-kill shelter, essentially what I'm trying to say.
Cause yeah.
There's some that basically, they just let them live in a big pack. I don't know if that's feasible, but it seems nice.
It seems nice.
Might be a bit of a James idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we doing another fucking
well, five? Hey, the king of the universe, we might have to cut back on that. Medicine, schools, whatnot.
All the dogs are happy.
But if we implement a few of my other strategies, we won't need as much of that stuff anymore anyway, so we'll be able to look after the dogs.
Everyone's job is now looking after dogs.
But you do see some people like that. Like, I watched this very, along the same lines, I watched this, info, video, someone made it.
Infographic.
I don't think they made it for profit, they just made it. Mm-hmm. But it was like the story of a dog, like from their perspective. I'm pretty sure they made up this story because it was a bit too sad. But
nobody's life is this sad.
And it was just talking about the type of person that obviously got a puppy. You know, their life didn't allow them to have it anymore, so they gave the puppy up, hoping for the best. And, like, there's always situations where, like, I don't want to tell anyone how to live their life. But in this particular situation, it was pretty fucking bullshit. It was like I got a new girlfriend and she didn't like dogs.
Oh, that's
like,
get rid of the girlfriend.
Too bad, mate. Like, you're not going to pick and choose, man. You're responsible for another life.
Yeah. No, get rid of it. Just, like, easy. Sorry. It's not me. It's you.
So yeah, in conclusion, what was your conclusion about sheltered dogs?
No idea.
Yeah, I'm same with it. It's one of those.
You know what conclusion I came to? I'm probably going to get a sheltered dog.
Yeah.
At least soon-ish, because if Sophie moves out, then we won't have a dog in the house anymore, so I'm going to get another one.
Well, that's part of the future plan for the DC Performance Centre.
Dogs allowed?
Well, yeah.
Girlfriend's optional.
Well, it's a dog cafe. But no, once I've got to the point where, like, I'm a multi-millionaire, Dee's just going to run a dog shelter.
Right.
Is there anything that's, like, less for profit than a non-for-profit? Like, the goal is to make a loss. Like, we're not making any money off this dog shelter.
Bitcoin.
We literally just get to play with dogs all day.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Zeke, quit looking at me like that.
He's been a good boy.
He has been a good boy.
This is the first time he's actually sat... He's made it, about 10 minutes into
this
podcast.
He's made it 10 minutes into a podcast.
And he hasn't been kicked outside.
Last week, he made it about 35 seconds in. He knocked a coffee over and then knocked the guitar over.
Yeah.
But now... Oh, no, he wants
he's
to
He's on the warpath.
Lie down.
Don't give him attention. Basket.
So what else? Yeah.
Have we solved your dog problem?
Not really. Can you get puppies from shelters, or are they the more sought after ones?
You can, but they're quite hard to get hold of.
Yeah, everybody wants them, I guess.
My other thing with shelters as well, and I understand why they do it, but they dissect them all.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to say.
Like, I'm still, like, I don't just blindly listen to the cut the dog's balls off and it won't be a problem. I'm undecided. Well, I haven't cut my own dog's balls off and I didn't cut my last dog's balls off. But it just seemed like I started researching it a little bit when
it's
I got
a big
this puppy.
Pair of balls too.
Yeah, they got big the other day. I was looking at that. I'm like, my dog's got bigger balls than me already. So he's only 8 months old, so he's too early to get the old choppy chop anyway. But I did some research and not really much to it.
There's not much conclusive evidence.
Well, it was like how concluded everyone seemed to think the argument was versus their own supporting arguments was a little bit out of whack. It was like, of course you'd get your dog dissected. Why wouldn't you cut their balls off? blah, 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 blah. And you go through all the things, and apart from an increased risk of ball cancer, of course, they've still got balls.
They've still got them.
There wasn't really too much.
No, sure. By way to not get ball cancer, cut your balls off.
Well, exactly. So, and like, vast majority of it was like behavioral. I'm like, that's not nice. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so you're too lazy and or stupid, or there's some circumstances I'm not covering under those, to make sure that your dog is trained and doesn't make unwanted pregnancies. Me, personally, my dog always wears a condom.
How does he put them on? He hasn't got a
condom. Well, I have to help him.
So weird.
But
anyway.
That
went to a weird place.
Well, it got me thinking as well. I'm like, I wonder how many of these other things, you know, there's things that people just tell you as facts in life.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so, more often than not, when I read, and maybe I'm a crazy person. You look into it a little bit and you're like, oh, well, that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Like,
wait a minute.
That's not as concrete as they're laying it out to be. What are they really on about there?
Yeah. You made out that you knew what you were talking about, but now I'm starting to wonder whether you actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think it's one of these things that people just like decide it's the answer. And then people just stop thinking about it. We all do it. There's only so many hours in a day.
Yeah.
But it's like the common decision. Let's just go with that.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody else said. So it makes sense, right? I'll tell you what I was going to say.
What you really say? I want a hut. I want a hut. Spice Girls got back together, bro.
Yeah, I know. And it turned out like the one that was the uglier one is now the most attractive.
I don't see attractiveness. Everyone is equal.
You're a dick. You're a real dick. You know that? Oh, God damn it. I had a thought. It was on the tip of my tongue. Oh, my brother is doing something. I'm not entirely sure what he's doing. Did you see the tag? Anyone that's listening to this that isn't my brother, go to,
no one's going to do your bidding, mate.
Well, they might.
You always got this sense of entitlement. No one's doing what you say. What are you doing?
Hanging up a phone call is what I'm doing.
Airplane mode.
He's taking part in some sort of weight loss challenge. He's made an Instagram page for it, but if he wins, he gets some sort of fitness trip to Bali. Not entirely sure how it all works. I've asked him to send me some more information on it.
So update next podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. Get around it.
Something to do with fitness and James's brother.
Something to do with fitness and my brother.
To be honest, I don't know if we really need much more information. I think you've covered it, mate. I can see your research is paying off.
I feel like it's a pretty comprehensive explanation.
It's pretty much it. It's got it right there.
Yeah. Yeah, what else you got for me?
How's that the petrol? I answered one of those situations where I think I answered my own question.
Okay.
But I was thinking to myself, I'm like, why don't they bloody implement pay pass technology into service stations?
Yeah.
And then I figured it out.
What?
Service stations don't make any money off petrol. They make their money off the stuff they sell inside. So they want you to come in.
Yeah, that's why you can pay with your your fleet card at the pump at some servos, because it's a fleet card, so they know that you don't really give a fuck and you're just going in there to pay for your work fuel. But, I don't know. I know what you're looking at. I don't know.
So I feel like there's an opportunity in the market there. And maybe getting into petrol isn't the smartest idea right about now.
Yeah.
I'm going to become a dinosaur salesman.
Yeah, man.
Everyone needs a dinosaur.
VHSs. They're coming back.
But there's got to be, like, imagine if, like, Shell.
Yes.
Just to pick one, because that's the only one I can think of. Went, you know what? We're going to raise the price of all of our petrol by 2 cents across the world.
Yep.
But you can pay pass it. How much money are they making off in store? Because there's always going to be weirdos that go in store. Like, it's still an option.
Yeah, I don't know. This country is weird as well, though. The way fuel prices fluctuate here is nonsense compared to, like, England, for example. It goes up incrementally, like, over time. Whereas here, 2 days ago, petrol was $1.49 a litre. Today, it's $1.29 a litre. It's 20 cents a litre cheaper today than it was.
Yeah, it's amazing that. It's like it's almost like you're just manipulating it however you feel like.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I don't think Shell would give a fuck.
Because sometimes you see it goes from, you know, it's a 20, 30 cent slide.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, you got all those barrels from Saudi Arabia here real quick.
Yeah, well, and then the following week it goes back up and then down again.
It's like it's a pub. It's like someone goes to the bottom of the Shell It's like, oh shit, mate, we're gonna have to tap a new keg.
That's pretty much.
This one's $1.40.
We had to go down and pay someone to connect that new keg. Oh, sorry.
What a load of bullshit.
And it's funny how all of the servos do it at the like, it's almost like they all run out at exactly the same time.
So it's a coincidence.
Coinky dink.
It's interesting. I think that's going to be, it's going to be another one where it's like, you know, the taxi industry when
all of a sudden Uber someone's going to come with something and it's like, just, and they're going to go, you can't do that. It's like, well, dude.
Oh, well, you had a monopoly and you fucked everyone over for a long period of time. I don't really have that much sympathy for you.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, man.
Elon Musk.
Hey, everyone, we've got electric cars now.
He's up to something.
He's
tricky. I don't trust him, mate.
He's a tricky
trick. He's too smart.
He's too clever.
Plus, he's also potentially going to be on, like, of my king of the world list.
Yeah.
He's going to have a yes or no answer.
Oh, what do you mean?
Join me.
Ah.
Or
go for a little trip.
I can't, hey, mate, you might have to get to Mars a bit quicker.
Yeah. Get zapped.
You have Mars. I'll keep the Earth, alright? We'll have once every 5 years, because I don't want to steal anyone's ideas, we'll have the Olympics. Earth versus Mars.
Yeah, but no.
Maddie's All-Stars versus Muskie's Mars Boys.
What sports would they what would they compete in?
Only sports I find interesting.
So BJJ.
I don't really find that interesting.
Yeah, to be honest. MMA.
Yeah.
So it'd just be a fight.
Volleyball.
Women's volleyball. Women's beach volleyball.
What else is interesting? Well, it depends. Because there's some things I find interesting to watch for 5 minutes once every 4 years.
The Olympics?
Yeah. Like, I might watch half of an event on one day whilst I'm in between something once every 4 years.
So actually, have you watched any? Is the Winter Olympics still on? Did you watch any of it?
I've watched a little bit. Everyone's crapping on about the figure skating.
Is everyone Joda?
No, yeah, I'm speaking about it.
Huh.
No, everyone's. I've just heard these people talk about the figure skating, so I gave it a quick look. I'm like, exactly what I expected.
Not
that interesting.
Yeah, no, I was watching. I'm not entirely sure what it was called. It was like skiing, but over jumps with rails and shit. Like, it was a combination. It was like, it's almost like skateboarding on the snow, like snowboarding, but they were on skis. Help me out here, someone. I think it's called the free.
The bus that couldn't slow down.
And like, called the, cross country type stuff.
Freestyle skiing.
Freestyle, that's the one.
I just guessed.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'd call it.
This fictional thought. Some of it was pretty insane.
I imagine it's not easy.
No, not even that. Like, just watching them do it, I'm like, oh, well, that looked difficult. Some of it, you're like, oh, yeah, I reckon I could probably do that. But then they, like, skied down.
And then they started the race.
Oh, I could stand at the top of a hill. That doesn't look that hard. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Again, it was like one-man bobsled, like luge-type situation. That was pretty fucking full on.
I know quite a bit about the old bobsled.
Jamaica's a bobsled.
I watched quite a few documentaries. Well, the same documentary.
Cool Runnings.
It was a documentary I watched as a young boy.
Was it about Jamaicans?
It was, funnily enough, about Jamaicans. But it's not Cool Runnings. It's something different. It was the bus that couldn't slow down.
Yeah, the I don't know whether it's called Singapore, like luge or whatever it was called, but yeah. These people just run flat stick with a boogie board, effectively, with these, like, V-type wings on it.
A sled, someone could even call it.
Yeah, but to give people a conceptual reference.
Are you assuming that people in Australia don't know what a sled is?
Yes.
We have the internet.
Yeah, but I boogie board.
What's a boogie board?
You know.
Is that for smuggling drugs?
Yeah, man. Taking them to Bali. Or bring them back. I forget what she was doing. But yeah, they're doing like 130 kilometers an hour. That's fast. Anyway.
Boop. Chookamonga.
Please leave your message after the beep.
So I'm going to go to the vault.
The vault.
I'm going to go to the vault.
Whew.
You got to pop up while I'm doing the vault.
Ah, okay. Is there a passcode for the vault?
I've finished with the vault.
Ah, okay.
I was thinking, another thought I had. I have quite a few thoughts, and I jot them down in my little notebook.
Yeah.
Often called the vault. That's not a book. It's a phone.
It's also not a vault.
I was thinking that, Samsung and Google.
Yeah.
Have done an excellent job changing the language around phones.
Abound?
are bound phones.
Yeah, they've changed the language.
Yeah. Now everyone says a bound. No, I was thinking about it. Like when, like you go back even 5 years ago, everyone called your phone an iPhone, even if it was an iPhone, because Apple were the first ones that brought out the first iPhone and they kind of like took the whole smartphone market by storm. Now people, well, most people I've been hearing talk about it in my little world, they've started calling them smartphones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder when, I wonder when that came over, and I strongly suspect there was probably like a bunch of boring people sitting in a room for many meetings, like planning like, strategy.
How are we gonna do this?
Yeah, it was very effective. However you did it, whoever you
or
were.
Or is it just because over time obviously when iPhone were the most popular, they had the market saturation, and now as people are not using them anymore, you stop calling it the thing that it isn't.
Yeah, well, what do you think? Do you think it was an active campaign, or do you think it's just something that naturally happened over time?
I would say it's something that naturally happened over time as more technology got introduced. Just like when...
I think you're naive.
What about when, like, radios and then Walkmans came in? I'm sure they would have been the same sort of language. Have you got a video player? Have you got a DVD player? Have you got a smart TV? You're like, it's the same language. Like, the
yeah,
language
but that's not competing. Like, you never used to say, I've got a Sony DVD player.
No, but you didn't used to say Apple iPhone. You just said iPhone.
I know, but the iPhone is the name of the specific company's product.
But it's also just the name of the product.
Yeah, but there's other examples of that which they haven't successfully.
Like what?
Kleenex.
What do you mean, Kleenex?
People go Kleenex tissue. Like, people ask for a Kleenex. It's more of an American thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
People ask for a Kleenex and call, instead of a tissue. I know there's other better examples. I just can't think of them right
now. Yeah.
There's some things that the name of the product is the name, is what people call.
Like an orange.
No, that's not it. See, it's going to sound mean.
Yeah.
And I mean it to be that way. You're so dumb.
Yeah. Sometimes. Are you stupider than a fifth grader?
I don't know if you're joking.
Oh, neither. I think I just lost interest.
I feel like you have the same thing. But yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh,
so like, you think there's just natural attrition over time?
Yeah, that is what I would think.
I think millions of dollars of salaries and marketing went into that change.
Well, you tell us, Samsung.
Samsung, get up, get on the horn.
Samsung, get on the blower.
Get your iPhone out.
Yeah, get your iPhone.
How funny would that be if you go to Samsung and everyone's using Apple? Oh, it's better.
That girl I was telling you about, the micro-influencer that wrote an article on being a micro-influencer that was getting paid $150 per post to post that she was using a Google Pixel or whatever they're called. And then
yes.
On a podcast, she was like, oh, but don't tell Google, I still use an iPhone. And it's like, you just said that to thousands of people listening to a podcast. Like, I hope they don't give you any more money. You're dumb.
What about if the Google-mobile came out?
What's the Google-mobile?
That's the police of Google. And they will be very upset with that.
Well,
Google man, whoever runs Google, I think it's a lady, actually.
Well, that's not good.
Listens to this podcast. And they're right rubbed off. Lucky you didn't say that person's name.
Oh, she was Asian.
Oh, well, that narrows it down to about three quarters of the world.
Lol. Oh dear. What else you got for me? What else is in the box?
I don't know, it's been a while.
It's been a long time, long time. Should have left you
without a ball. To step two.
See, for someone that doesn't like watching men sing, you like to sing a lot.
What do you mean I like? No, I didn't like those wankers with their stupid drums.
Hey. They were good.
All right. I'll let everyone else make their own decision.
Everyone, go and see.
No, I don't want to call anyone out in particular because I'm going to be very mean about them. So let's not be mean.
Everyone go see the Choir of Men. Now Matt can't be mean.
I can be mean. I just prefer not to be, but...
That's a lie.
Walking through the markets.
It's Adelaide Central Markets, for those of you that aren't local.
Picture any markets. That's why I said markets. So that anyone can play along.
Adelaide Central Market.
All right, now only people from Adelaide can play along. Congratulations, James. People who have never been to the Adelaide Central Markets will never be able to listen to this story anymore.
That'll teach them.
So walking through the markets, and I just hear a boom, 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 drum, drum. couple singers, everyone having a great time. My instinct is to run. I'm like, people making noise, making a big commotion, just disrupting my day. But I'm with...
You're with me.
I'm with James. Opposite reaction. Runs. He like...
Skips.
He could have gone faster, but he had a tent in his pants. He just like runs over there and he just sits watching. And he's just got this like innocent smile on his face. He's watching. He's loving it. And I'm just sitting there like, when can we leave? Like, oh, this is what I want to hear. Some amateur musicians banging a drum and singing in a language
they're not understand. Amateur musicians, it turns out.
How much do they get paid?
Well, they're part of Fringe.
Yeah, okay.
So they're a traveling band.
Amateurs. And anyway, long story short, Dan went to see them in concert.
Oh, that was the best bit. The best bit of this whole story, right? We're standing there. Matt and I have, for a long time, said that we are 80% the same person, but the 20% we differ. We are like polar opposites. We are chalk and cheese. We're other things that are very different.
Matt and James.
Matt and James. Oh, I get it. Matt and James. And when we were watching these guys in the markets, Matt literally just looked at me and goes, "This is the 20%," and I laughed. It was funny. He was hating it, but then. This week, last week, I can't remember. No, this week, it must have been. One of our Jammu stockists sent us a message and they were like, "Hey, do you want to go to the Fringe? We got given some free tickets." And I was like, "Oh, no, I'm busy. I've got to go to football." They're like, no, it's all good. It's not on till like 9:40. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll go. Get to the Fringe show. Who's performing?
Oh, I forgot their name.
Choir of Ben.
Yeah.
And they were...
No original name too, guys. Good looking out.
Oh, fuck off. They're great. If you're in Adelaide and you're going to the Fringe, go watch them.
Did you fucking Google three words for singing and just put them in a hat and spin around? Oh, yep, we are choir and we're men.
Matt's just jealous because he wishes he could be a singer.
I could fucking be in the Fringe next year.
But he's too scared.
I could be a fucking singer in the Fringe next year if I wanted to be.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be very good. You wouldn't be in a big tent like this.
You'd be better than them.
No.
Ooh, we've got another DC challenge.
Challenge accepted.
I'm not convinced there even is an organising body for the Fringe. I'm pretty sure people just rock up.
You know nothing.
Homeless people with no shoes just rock up and start performing.
Well, they make a lot of money doing it.
Do they?
Brings a lot of money to the state.
Who makes a lot of money doing it?
The state.
The state.
The man.
Sounds like you're just sprouting bullshit again.
Yeah. Mad March. Oh, but yeah, it was good. I liked it. I had a great time.
So I'm going to bring it. I'm going to down again.
Oh, okay. We're going to prison.
Well, no, I thought I was... Do you want to have our little chat?
Which one?
The one I gave you forewarning from so you could look at your facts.
Oh, I got facts. I'm coming at you hard and fast.
Okay. I don't need facts.
Okay.
Do you need facts to argue with a monkey?
Yes.
What about?
Bananas.
Why? Monkeys don't like bananas. That's a fallacy. Yeah, so mice don't like cheese.
That's why you got to know a lot about them.
Well, I knew enough facts right there.
My enemy's enemy is my friend.
What, a banana?
Yeah.
You're friends with a banana?
Yeah.
Are you in pajamas, sir?
No, but I might be coming down the stairs.
Oh, shit. So, do you want to have a cheeky chat or are you going to keep talking?
Yeah. What are we talking about? I want to know the context first.
What do you mean the context?
I want to know the context.
What?
Because you just said gun control.
Yeah.
What about it?
What about it? Exactly.
It's good.
Why is it good?
Because it stops people from getting killed by guns.
Does it?
Yes.
How?
By preventing people from having guns.
Okay, so in America, because that's where they're pushing it, there's more guns than people.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Okay. So, instead of arguing, all right, please stop doing that. Instead, all right, you've just got in charge of America.
Yep.
And you've just voted in gun, what your version of gun control?
Yep.
What is it?
Buy back, do what they did here.
It won't work.
Hey?
Won't work.
Why?
Alright, so the Crips or the Bloods are going to be the first ones to sell their guns back to the government.
What do you mean?
Well, how are you going to get people to sell you their unlicensed, exactly.
It's like no questions asked.
Yeah, but there's significantly less guns in Australia. We didn't have the same culture. We didn't have the same background.
But you've got to start somewhere.
Why?
Because they've got more guns than they do people.
Okay,
and that's not
so
good.
You got rid of all the guns in America.
Yeah.
And then Mexican go, arriba! And then I saw some guns.
Mexicans and Canadians have both got significantly lower gun crime rates.
Yeah, we've got some cat. There's a lovely documentary about, I think it's Detroit, and then there's across the river, there's a Canadian city that have the same amount of guns, and the American side have a lot more deaths, and the Canadian side have a lot less deaths.
Yeah.
So same amount of guns.
They don't have the same amount of guns.
Comparable.
Okay.
So you think if you just got rid of all the guns...
It would be a very good start.
Why? What about people that like guns? What about people who want to go hunting? So you you give up all your power to the government.
People can still do that here.
Why?
Well, people that like guns can still go
hunting. So should cops have guns?
Yeah.
So some people should still have guns?
Correct.
So what about hunters?
Yeah, if you want to go hunting, you can use hunting rifles.
You can have a gun.
Just not Glocks and fucking fully automatic handguns.
So it's not get rid of all the guns.
I didn't say get rid of all the guns.
You said gun control, get rid of all the guns. That was your exact words.
Get rid of all the fucking loopy people.
Okay, so which guns specifically were we not allowed to have?
Automatic handguns.
So you can't have 9mm. What if you like to go, what if you're a law-abiding citizen and you like to go on the weekend and shoot targets? Not allowed to do that anymore. I know James is...
No, then you're like in Australia, you have the necessary license that's kept locked up and you do it at a shooting range.
So you can have guns?
Yes.
So you don't want to get rid of all the guns?
No.
Okay. So now I'm confused.
Control guns.
So they've got more laws in America than they do here for gun control. So you think more laws will solve the problem?
I have no idea.
Gotcha, bitch. No, it's just my point. I'm not necessarily... I think they need to do something about it as well. I think it's a separate problem.
I think they've got a inherently violent culture.
Really?
Well, a lot of areas of America do. They got a lot of shit in their past that they
well, they like guns.
They're holding on to.
Well, it's everywhere. You can say that about everywhere.
Yeah, true. But we don't have as many guns.
Our culture
isn't as inherently violent though.
We got different, yeah. Well, but that's my point exactly. Get rid of all the guns is an incredibly simplistic solution
to a
very complicated problem.
Blanket bomb the entire country and start again.
Well, that would solve the problem.
Well,
it would be a more effective, less humanitarian solution to the problem.
All right, guys, let's just ring Trump now. Hey, man, we fixed it. Just get all... It's like that movie, the one where they gave everyone a free SIM card that turned everyone crazy.
Oh, movies now.
Yeah.
I just think it's another one of those things where I just see people crapping on about it. And I'm like, I'm not sure if you thought it through. I'm not picking on you. I was just talking to you.
Yeah, I honestly do think, though, that they should... Like, they need to put in place better gun controls.
Because well, is it a legislation thing or is it a cultural thing? Because as I said, they've got more laws. Like, they've got restrictions. They've got things. So what, like...
Why is their policy not working? Restrictions,
though. So you've got a government that's ineffective in controlling guns, and your solution is to get that ineffective government to put more laws that they can't enforce in place.
No, but to put more effect... Like, obviously, I don't know...
Yeah, but how are they going to put more effect? Like, they've proven that they can't do it.
I don't know what their laws and legislations around handguns are. I know that people...
Right, it's different in every state. Super complicated.
Like, so streamline it, for starters. Make it across the entire country.
Yeah.
Like, simplify it.
So you're going to take... So what are the ramifications of changing the Constitution... of United States to take power away from the states and give it to the federal government?
I don't know. I don't understand the power structure of that country.
I feel like it would have implications.
To me, if the Prime Minister goes, hey man, well, like, hey country.
They have a president, but...
No, I'm talking about Australia.
No, I can't talk about Australia. I'm talking about America.
No, I feel like if the... Prime Minister here says, like,
That's what we're talking about here. We don't have that. No, it's not. No. We don't have the problem here.
Comparatively. You're saying, like, oh, how's that going to affect the fucking...
Well, I studied politics for Australia, so I know...
How are you going to fix it?
I know it would have significant impacts if the federal government tried to take power away from the states. Same as... And I would imagine it would be the same in America.
So how did they do it when... After the massacre of the Port Arthur?
Well, it's a different country.
No, so
the way that
every state just decided at the same time.
No, America and Australia are set up differently.
I'm asking you how we did it in Australia. Well, you studied Australian politics?
I imagine that, well, I didn't study the gun control thing. Okay. I imagine that the federal, well, it must have been the federal government that
implemented
it.
So the federal government can say, all right, all the states.
No. The federal government and American and federal government, like, they're completely different.
Forget document. America for a minute.
Yeah, but what you're saying is stupid.
What?
They're completely different laws, completely different countries.
I'm asking you a question of Australia.
Okay, so what you're saying, no, I started off this question asking you about America.
Yep.
Let's talk about Australia. Well, Australia has a completely different relationship between the federal government and the states, and completely different laws and interactions than America has between their federal government and their states.
So there is the first problem within America.
Why is that a problem that they've got a different country? Because their country runs differently doesn't mean it's wrong.
No, but it's not running very well, and people keep getting killed.
Isn't it the most powerful country in the world?
Not anymore.
Why?
China took over.
Did they? Okay, to what?
Hey?
Again, just say it, like, this is a very simplistic way to look at things. Like, they've got to be doing something, right? They're not all the world, the worst in the world.
No. We're talking about gun control.
Yeah.
And you're saying, how would I fix it?
Well, I'm just asking your opinion. I don't think gun control in itself is a problem. I think there's no problem whatsoever with someone having a gun if they don't hurt anyone or steal anything from anyone or shoot anyone. I've got no problem. I wouldn't care if my neighbour had a million guns if he never did anything wrong with them. The problem is people doing things wrong with guns.
Yeah. So if people that were doing the wrong thing could more easily act... So
criminals.
If people doing the wrong thing, like if your neighbour next door, great neighbour, never did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Got a million guns.
Yeah.
And criminals went, oh, I want to go do some fucking criminal shit. Where can we get a gun?
Yeah.
Oh, old mate fucking... Matt's next door neighbor.
So if he doesn't have any guns, there's no way they can get guns.
It would make it harder.
When there's already 500 million guns in the country.
Oh, okay.
I know there's more guns in America than people, and there's about 330 million people in America.
There's 88 guns per 100 people in America.
I thought it was actually more.
Nope. 88 guns
per 100. What year was your stat?
2017.
Yeah, mine's 2018.
It was December 2000.
There's a lot of guns anyway.
The next highest percentage. Do you want to know where the next highest percentage of guns to people is?
Where?
Yemen.
Okay. What about it, though?
It's a fucking
war. So guns in and of themselves are bad.
Hey?
So guns are bad in and of themselves. The inanimate object is bad.
What's done with it is bad.
Okay.
But...
So how do you stop people doing bad things with guns?
Make it harder to get guns.
So they can do bad things with other things.
Yeah, okay. Let them do bad things.
We're happy with there being bad people... As long as they don't get guns.
You're preaching to the choir. You know how I feel about this. If people are shit people, just kill them.
Well, it's a bit excessive.
But, well, you know.
Who determines that? What criteria?
We're talking about a fucking dictator.
Yeah, but that's the only way that works.
Exactly. Duh.
Because how do you kill
criteria?
Always
going to be bad people. Like, you got to give people better mechanisms of dealing with that and, like,
that's where I come from. Like, I think...
That's cool, but I also don't think there needs to be 88 guns per 100 people.
Maybe not, but I also don't think that if...
And that's...
Take it down to the micro level,
yep.
If it's me and you living on a commune somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and you've got... I'm not that great at math, so let's say you've got 10 guns.
Yep.
And I've got no guns.
Yep.
And on the micro level, it doesn't matter how many guns you have. If you're not doing anything wrong with them.
What do I need 10 guns for?
You just like guns, man. Make you feel like you got a big dick. I don't know. I don't get it, man. I don't like guns.
I don't need guns.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I think it's a simplistic view that people just think, besides the fact that I think it would be almost impossible, if not incredibly difficult, to actually implement getting all the guns back in America, I don't think that would necessarily solve the problem. The problem is they've got a society that is, for whatever reason, I don't know what the reason is, they've got a society that is spitting out incredibly damaged and hurt human beings that want to do terrible things to other people.
Whether they want to or not.
I fully agree that
if it was harder for people to access those guns, there would be less massacres, at least.
Well, if it's harder to get a gun, there's going to be less gun deaths. Of course there will be, but it doesn't mean that they wouldn't find new and inventive ways to kill people.
Yeah, but I'm talking like, you know, where did my facts and my fact-finding...
Well, all I'm saying is that pushing the control-delete key and just deleting all the guns out of America would not solve their problem.
No, but it would help.
Well, it would help one of the symptoms.
But yeah, well, I don't think it would. I don't think it would hinder.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think it would. Like, it would help. It would be a positive step in reducing people getting killed by guns.
Or just pushing off the inevitable root cause. Like, to me, that solution to that problem is someone that has not done a very good root cause analysis.
No, but I'm not suggesting that if you say, right, guns are gone and everything's going to be fucking fine and dandy.
I'm not accusing you. I'm saying that some people are, like, the impression I get from the circle of people that, rightly so, I don't trust them on a lot of stuff. It's just idiots posting on social media. But I think there's a lot of people out there that think if you could just delete all the guns, problem solved.
No, of course that's not going to fix the problem.
Exactly. That's just my point. And that's the conversation I wanted to have with you.
Oh, yeah, well, no, that's stupid.
Because, like, if you do a root cause analysis, you try and figure out what's the underlying problem. If you identify along the way a quick win or something you could do to solve a problem or to minimize the... Of course you do that as well.
That's what I don't understand.
I don't think getting rid of all the guns is necessarily the solution, but I can't think of too many reasons that you need a bazooka. But then also, I've got no problem with someone having a bazooka if they don't do anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit torn on that.
But I also don't, like, what possible, like, even if you like bazookas, I don't really, it's just something I don't think you really need.
Why?
Like, I like tigers.
Well, if you look after a tiger, well, I've got no problem with you having a tiger.
I don't think I really need to have a tiger.
What if you treat it well?
I would, but...
It's a little bit different because there's the whole argument about a sentient being in captivity. But if you were able to replicate a wild experience in your giant property and you happen to have a tiger in there, that wouldn't really bother me that much. I'm big on personal freedom. I don't like it. I'm not a huge fan when the solution is to take individual power away from people.
If someone likes guns and they want to go use a gun range,
yeah,
sweet, no worries. I've got heaps of friends that go hunting and use guns. Not a worry in the world. But it's a regulated, licensed
thing.
So it's like driving a car.
But it is in America too. That's my point.
Yeah, but I don't think they're doing it. They're obviously not doing a very effective job of policing it.
Why?
But
great. If people want to, like, I'm all for a independent review across all the states to say what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Like, why are people whether you want to put a label or not, but people that obviously mental illness, I don't care what you want to say, if you're doing that, that's a mental problem.
There's something going on.
Why are these people, A, not being identified early on and getting help and support?
But I think a lot of the problem, you read about a lot of these people that are the ones that massacre people, they are on lists that say they're not allowed to buy guns, and they still buy guns.
Yeah.
But because people don't, like, they don't
check guns. Well, they get guns, yeah. But they're also pumped full of prescription medicine.
Yeah.
That has been shown to disassociate you with empathy and reality.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they put these things...
Well, no one's talking about that.
They put these things in place to say, like, okay, Matt, you're on these drugs. Yeah. You're not allowed to buy guns. You can still walk into a gun shop and fucking buy guns. Like,
no, you can't.
But that's that last shooter or the... Well,
you can get it. There's loopholes with gun shows that they need to fix.
There's loopholes with the amount of days it takes to...
Yeah, because you can get them from gun shows. It's like, again, not an expert, but from what I understand is they have gun shows. It's like going to the show here.
Yeah.
And because it's an event, the laws don't apply. So you can buy that gun that day, your background, they don't have to do the background check or it's a lapse process, and that you can get it same day. So there's loopholes in that they need to look at. Yeah.
That's what I mean. And if the whole country was, well, not run differently, because obviously they're their own country, but if there were things in place to make it so that, like, at a federal level or at a, you know, national level, the government can say, okay, all states, we're doing this now. Like, we've left it up.
That has implications.
We've left it up. Well, but to be fair, it's like we've left it up to you guys for this long. Doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, but that,
so for a little, like, while.
Extreme example, but that can end in a civil war.
Sweet.
Okay. Well, then you're not really about saving lives, though. Like, I know that's a flippant response, but, like, again, like, you've got to have things that work. Otherwise, you're just talking shit.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that could end in civil war, but it shouldn't.
Why should... But What should good evil? Like, who gives a fuck what shouldn't happen? What matters is what happens. The intentions are irrelevant.
What is happening is like thousands and thousands of people are getting
killed. Well, yeah, but with those people, so you're saying that there would be
we better not tell all the states what to do because there could be a civil war and then.
No, I'm just saying you can't just say it like that with a sweeping thing because you don't know. But maybe they'll be on board with it. My suggestion was have an independent review, get all the states on board, approach them as partners and say, hey, there's a problem here. Hopefully we all want to work on it. At the very least, the vast majority of the states should be wanting to work with you.
Yeah, well, that's what my process was.
Your process says the federal government comes in, takes all the power and says no more guns.
No, but you'd have to, like, I'm not saying that they just go in and say, you will do this now.
If it was me, the first thing I would do would try and bridge the gap between the NRA and the people that want to get rid of guns. Because to me, they're both extreme views. Yeah. And they're both people that are just digging their heels in. I don't think you should get rid of all the guns. And again, I don't know all the NRA's policies, but some of their little bit remind me of Yosemite Sam from the old Looney Tunes. Like, boo, 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 boo. But like, why wouldn't you bridge the gap and go to the NRA and go, like, guys, like, you know, you guys don't want anyone to die any more than we do. Like, what can we do? You guys are the gun experts. I don't even have a gun. You guys are the gun experts, right? What the fuck can we do to make it so that criminals don't get guns and cause problems? Because majority of the NRA are like ex-military, police officers, and yeah, there's a few hillbillies in there, but they're not the enemy. At the moment, to me, it's descended into like a shouting match between, don't take my gun, I like guns, and let's get rid of all the guns. When really the question should be, how do we stop people becoming that way in the first place?
Yeah. Is there a conclusion in there? Or?
That was it.
Yeah,
it
makes sense.
My commentary was, I just think people have simplistic solutions and all they are is just yelling and pissing. Like, it's just, you're not helping. Just shut up. Like, you're not the helping anything. I'm mad. Let's take the gun.
The same could be said for almost any political conversation anywhere.
Yes, exactly. Make me your leader.
And we're back to the dictatorship. Everything's fixed because Matt told you how to think.
Oh, it sounds that doesn't sound like a fun job, to be honest.
No,
that's just my. I've just seen a prime example, like, of the confusion and the nonsense and everything that's out there. Like, something's obviously broken. On my newsfeed today, I simultaneously saw someone share a post about how Donald Trump's the bad man because. He suggested that we should arm the teachers as a solution, which I'm not even going to take the time and effort. Like, obviously, that's just this tiny little excerpt from who knows how much political statement he makes. So that's a tiny little. I'm not going to spend my day watching what he has to say, but I'll take that little excerpt with a grain of salt because I just can't trust the source. At the same time, I've got someone else sharing a supposedly legitimate-looking tweet that's saying that he's trying to push through the gun buyback control. And it's just like, this is fucking confusing. So I can spend the rest of my life dedicated to this issue.
Or?
Sell Jammu.
Yeah, buddy. I feel like that became a moot point.
Why? I just wanted your views on it because I wasn't trying to win an argument.
Oh.
I just talk loud.
Yeah.
No, I'm just interested in it because I just feel like there's a lot of, comes back to my normal point, a lot of people with opinions that maybe should have a little bit of a look inward first.
Yeah.
Exactly. On all sides across all issues, there's so many people that just talk shit. That's my number one problem with the world. Too many people are allowed to just talk shit about stuff they know nothing about.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
Caused a lot of problems, confusion. Me included. I've got a radio TV show.
Oh dear.
I don't know. I feel like at least we try and acknowledge that we're not experts.
Oh yeah, fuck okay. it. I'm by no means an expert, dear.
So what's your thought then? What's your final thought on that one? So do you still think like getting rid of all the guns would solve the problem?
I don't think getting rid of all the guns would solve the problem. I think people should be allowed to have guns if they want to have guns.
Yeah.
But I think that the government should work call it whatever you will, an independent review. I think the government, like, so,
I don't necessarily think, like, I think that's already a step too far.
I think that they should simplify and streamline their laws around gun control so that at least...
That wouldn't hurt.
So that at least everyone's on the same page. It's not like, well, fuck you, I'm going to go over to this other state where the laws... But I think that for a lot of stuff over there, like, you can go, but, like... The whole marijuana, you know, there's lots of stuff over there that state by state, they decide what they do and don't want to do. And I feel like it just creates a disconnect between people. Like, it alienates you from, like, you're a different tribe. All of a sudden, it's like, well, fuck you guys, because we can do this here. And it's like, well, if everybody just had a bit more of a, if everybody had a bit more of a community, you know, again, we're back to me being a fucking hippie and you making the train. Well, actually, no, you're not making the
train. No, I'm on board with you on this one, yeah.
If everybody... It's like, okay, this is what we agree as a mass that we want to do. At least then everyone is in, like, pointing in the same direction. You've got a common goal. You've got to get everyone to buy into your game plan, basically. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And at the moment, they're spending, like, there's too much going on for people. There's too many sides to pick. And then, like, if you don't like the side that, you know, you don't like Trump, all of a sudden you become like a passionate anti-Trump person. Like, everyone should just be like, hey, how can we stop...
Here's my opinion. Yeah. Like, even, like, down to people, like, there's people that I strongly disagree with and dislike. Sometimes I make a good point.
Yeah.
I have a podcast with them.
Fuck you.
But, like, you know, so you gotta be impartial, which is very difficult.
Yeah.
You gotta be as impartial as you can.
It is hard, but that is the way I think. That's what I think would help. But that would... A lot of the time, I think as... Like Australia, back to Australia, off of America as a country, I think that's something that I think we prided ourselves on being super multicultural, and then in the last 10 years, I think a lot of people have gone like, wait a minute, nah, we're actually not, but I think we are taking steps in a positive direction as well. Like, I don't see us.
I don't want to open this can of worms.
No,
I feel like we're going to argue again.
It just
sounds like nonsense. I don't even know what that word means.
What?
Define multicultural.
Accepting of other people's culture and working...
At what level? Like...
Like a personal level.
Like,
if I see an Indian taxi driver, I'm not going to be...
What about, like, a German and a Dane?
What about
them? Is it multicultural to have two people from Eastern Europe be friends?
Oh, no, you can't have that.
Yeah, story not like that. I find that a little bit, or that whole stuff a little bit like, well, A, no shit, and a little bit like wishy-washy. Like, of course, you should just be nice to people and treat them. But, like, I think the fact that they even break it down by some of this stuff sometimes is just like, you're overcomplicating it. How you just be nice to people.
Yeah.
Don't put the... Especially, or the, and then, or this, just go,
no, but I think,
be
I
nice
think
to
we,
people.
I think we as a culture are quite good at that.
What?
Like, being nice to each other.
Yeah.
Like, I think we, you know, not in competition with everyone else, but in competition with everyone else, we do quite well, which is why this is such a nice place to live.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how, sometimes I'm cynical. And I'm like, the only reason Australia is good is because it's the newest one and we'll fuck it up eventually.
Yeah, true.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, it's a symptom or an outcome of the fact that, you know, if you're willing to take a chance and uproot your entire family at the chance of a better life, which is pretty much everyone that settled in Australia, you either came here by force or you came here by, a decision to try and get a better life.
Mm.
Whether that type of, you know, maybe that was taking the best of every culture to begin with, because they're open-minded, they're willing to take a chance, willing to work on something in the first place.
Take a chance.
I don't know. This country's not the best either, but...
No, it's not the worst.
Yeah, well, see, I love living here. Something's working out, I just don't know how.
It's me, look at his gun.
Yeah. But no, I don't think... But back to, you know, without rehashing old things, I think that's my passionate point about it. Like, I'm not really pro-guns or anti-guns. Like, I don't have a gun, so I don't really have a dog in the fight. My thing is, I think my passionate rebuttal about it is the people you see on your social media.
Yeah,
they're posting nonsense. Yeah, but there's too many people like that. Like, they can be helped. You can't just go, that person's an idiot, and write them off. You can try and help them. You're like, how about, okay, you think there's a problem.
Yep.
How about, instead of spending 0.5 seconds posting, resharing a thing about how guns are bad.
Yeah.
Well, when people die for no reason, it's bad. Like, we're all sad about that.
Yeah.
How about you spend that time trying to be just a little bit of a better person? Like, what in your personal, you can't influence American gun policy, unfortunately. But what you can do is in every interaction in your life, try and be a better person. I say try, because you can't always be a better person. No. I'm an arsehole.
You are.
Slightly better than I was, but I started pretty bad.
You're slightly better than you were at being an arsehole.
Much better.
Much better at being an arsehole.
I'm both. Sometimes it's right, there's time and place to be an arsehole.
Matt hasn't worked out either yet, so it just is all the time.
Sometimes people just need a...
All the time. Bit of
what for?
I really want a beer.
Yeah? I want to talk about this arsehole thing. Do you want to put a pause, grab a beer, and we'll just do a quick 15-minute follow-up?
What's the arsehole thing?
I've got to float it to you, but if I start it now...
All right, I'm going to get a beer.
Well, we'll pause.
Unique New York.
And we're back, baby.
How long were we gone for?
3 days.
Who knows?
We went downstairs for a beer and had a 4-day bender. It only took 3 days.
Because we're very, very efficient.
I think this is a good segue. I gave you my last beer.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good bloke.
Yeah.
Podcast done. No, what are your thoughts on?
Yeah.
Because I don't necessarily have the answers to anything. I know some of you out there have instilled me as your cult leader, and I'm joking around a little bit, but you guys
are 100%
on board. That solved the problem. No, some of you out there are definitely 100% on board with me becoming king of the universe. And you will get a Guernsey for Maddie's All Stars when we take on Muskies and Mars Boys. But what was I getting at? Oh yeah. The whole, like, I find some of these, like, what I consider Buddhism, because I haven't looked
Buddhism.
Into it. Buddhism.
Buddhism.
I haven't looked into it too much, but so I'll explain what the idea means to me. You know, let's call it something different, because I might be butchering Buddhism. But this whole...
Mattism.
Turn the other cheek, like, don't raise a hand even in defense of yourself, versus the whole warrior in a garden ideology. Like, I find...
Who's the warrior in a garden?
I'll explain the two ideologies, and because I find...
Are they both ideologies of Buddhism?
No, they're just... I call them... They're just things, thoughts I have in my head, which I've got collected from certain areas.
Okay.
What, number one, is the do no harm no matter what. Like, you wouldn't raise a hand to defend yourself.
What about defending someone else?
Well, that's... I'll just explain the two ideologies and have a thought. Think about it. You wouldn't raise a hand at all. Violence just begets more violence. So you would die. You would let anything happen to anyone. Like, you would never cause any harm whatsoever, because your belief system is that violence just creates more violence. Yeah. The other one, which I find appealing, is the, like the warrior in a garden, like the warrior monk type one.
Yeah.
It's like, you should make yourself into the baddest person you possibly can. And then
not
do anything with it.
Yeah.
So you have all the power in the world to defend the weak, and to defend yourself. Let's be honest, you can't. It's real hard to do much good if you can't look after yourself. Whether you're talking about from attack, or whether you're talking about in life. Yeah, like, if you're homeless, it's going to be real hard to get other people stop them being homeless. I find both of those ideas very appealing, but I obviously don't enact either of them that well.
No.
But I'm obviously doing one better than the other.
Yeah.
I just like your thoughts on it. It's particularly the one about, like, the do no harm.
Do no harm. It's communism, right?
No, it's not communism.
No, but like,
it's not anything.
Is it one of those things where, like, if everyone does it, then you should be sweet?
Yes, but the idea itself isn't. It's almost saying that. It's almost saying there's a finite amount of evil, for lack of a better word, in the world. And if you do harm, even to defend yourself, you push more harm into the world. So, for instance, if someone's trying to attack your family and you kill them, then their son grows up with hate in his heart and it perpetuates the cycle.
Yeah.
So, like, it's almost like
Yeah, but if someone kills you, your son grows up with hate in his heart. Like, is it not like just the other side of the same coin?
Well, that they're saying you can't control what other people do. Hold on a second, I'm going to put these dogs outside.
Okay.
Seamless transition.
Seamless. Just like the new Audi R8.
So I've already, this was literally 10 seconds ago and I forgot what I was talking about.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah. No, so,
Oh, if everybody isn't an arsehole.
Yeah, well, the whole, no, not communism. The whole, like, do no harm no matter what.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So if you say, like, let's say your family, my family, in this scenario, we've both got a family of four.
Yeah.
You come in, your family are at home. You come in, you try and kill my family.
Yeah.
I have got a bazooka, and I kill you.
Yeah.
Because we don't have gun control laws in this make-believe world that
you can't.
We're in.
No one's going to give you a bazooka, mate. But yeah, continue.
I got it at a gun show, mate. I got it at an event. They didn't do a background check.
Yeah.
So I kill you.
They didn't do a gun background check on you, but anyway. You see it on your face. wouldn't trust you with a leash.
Wouldn't trust you with a rubber band. I kill you. Your son grows up with his hate in his heart for me.
Maybe I raise him with my philosophy, which is...
Yeah, but you were trying to kill my family, so you probably weren't doing
that. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, gotcha, yeah. He's going to be damaged good, that little boy.
So what you're saying is, like, so he comes and kills me. So then, change that. You come into my house, and I don't lift a hand to stop you.
Yeah.
You kill all four of us.
Yeah.
Then what?
Eventually, 500 years down the track, there's no one left for me to kill, and I calm down. I don't know. I don't know the answer. It's an idea.
Or if you come in and kill me, then my son grows up with hate in his heart for you, and then, you know, that's how.
Maybe, but you raised him well. You raised him on the philosophy of do no harm no matter what. But to be honest, mate, you've got to, you know, you don't leave no stone unturned. You know,
if I massacre a family, I'm massacring a family.
You don't go and wipe out the head and leave a problem for later.
I've seen Vikings.
Yeah. But I don't know, I find that ideology a little bit like the, you know, what I probably could have said a bit the other time when we were talking about communism. I find that thought pattern very noble.
Mm.
And like, I do have a sense of respect for people that think that way. But the communism one, I definitely don't think, because we've seen that play out. But the whole, like, do no harm, yeah. I don't know. I couldn't do it. Like, if you kick my dog, you're going to see a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I kick your dog all the time.
Nah, you don't kick my dog.
Not hard, but...
But, I don't have it in me. Like, I would...
Give him a nudge. You
come to my family, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
I'm going to do everything in my plan. I don't care if what happens to me.
Yeah, I don't care if I've got a gun license or not.
Yeah. Man, you better hope that gun puts me down before I get to you.
Yeah.
But I just find that appealing.
I like a warrior in the garden.
Yeah.
I like the whole, wherever it is, that portrait you've got somewhere of like the kickboxer dude. Like,
the ones I got made in Thailand.
Yeah, like that. That's the way I, yeah. That's
yeah,
the way I see it.
The whole martial artist with emphasis on the artist.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that does lean me that way is that with a few... exceptions, pretty much everyone I've met that does martial arts has been doing it for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Nicest people you meet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's obviously something to...
Yeah.
If only...
Humility.
The fact that it humbles you to the point that you know you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Shit could go down.
It's probably just easier to be nice.
Like, I'm significantly less confident in the outcome of a street fight than I was when I was 17.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I still...
But, like, logically...
I'm confident in my ability, but I wouldn't bet on myself in a fight, if that makes sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like... I'm just like, you know what, I statistically, I'm probably going to be able to... I'm probably going to be okay here.
Logically,
I should be
probably
right. But when I was 20, I'd be like, oh, there's no way anyone can fucking beat me. And it's like, well...
Yeah.
They can. And have.
That's what I'm a big fan of. You know, this sounds like the BJJ guys trying to make people do BJJ. Do wrestling. Do judo. I don't fucking care.
Hey, do taekwondo.
Well, it's really not good. The same thing. There's no sparring. That's not a real
there
martial art.
There is sparring.
Yeah.
It's the Olympics.
Yeah. But yeah,
was BJJ in the Olympics?
Oh, it's not in the Olympics, mate, because they don't like Brazilians in the Olympics.
Nobody likes Brazilians.
Well, I like Brazilians. They have fantastic meat. Have you been to a Brazilian barbecue?
Yeah, I have actually. We went to one in Bali.
Fucking amazing.
Brazilian barbecue.
Green, red. What more could you want, mate? You're going to give me no vegetables, no bread, just meat, and all they need to do is show you a green... that's genius, mate.
I just show you this little ping pong paddle
on Muskie's Mars Boys. You got any fucking Brazilian barbecue in Mars? Didn't fucking think so.
Exactly.
Not so smart now, are we?
They eat guinea pigs.
Yeah, I'd eat a guinea pig. But yeah... What were we saying?
That was it. You said to me, hey, I want to have this quick conversation with you about assholes, and then we're going to finish the podcast, and it went a different way than what I thought it was going to.
Well, I just wanted your thoughts on it. I don't know. So I currently subscribe to the warrior in the
government,
but I don't necessarily, I'm not married to it. I'm not necessarily convinced it's the best outcome.
I think that... Yeah, I'm on the fence. I think both have their merits, and I think that there should... there's a balance. I think that the warrior in the garden is doing no harm unless you are trying to harm him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but that's different from doing no harm at all.
Yeah, so in that case, I'm warrior in the garden.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole. Don't hurt people unless they are directly trying to hurt you, and then fuck them up.
Yeah,
but for the most part, just be a good person. And even if someone does try and hurt you, at least to start off with, be like, "Hey, man, don't do that," because I'm a warrior in the garden.
So yeah, I've almost taken it a step further.
Yeah,
contrary to what I said 5 minutes ago, if someone broke into my house and was like threatening my family, my goal would not be to fuck them up.
No,
my goal would be to get my family safe, by whatever means possible.
Yeah.
But if that meant talking them down, or if that meant wrestling to the ground, causing no damage to them whatsoever, but just getting them on the ground, and going you sure about this? Do you want to go, please?
Yeah,
That would be preferable.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't take a risk of my family.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you pull a sword out and kill them.
Yeah,
but
but the other day, at the end of the day, I'm not taking any risks. If it's some big fucker. He's a big fucker.
He's a big fucker.
For some big fucker, man, I'm not going, I'll try my grappling because I want to try and end this with as little damage to him as possible. I'm like, no, fuck you, you're in my house.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna use any more force than I feel like I need to, but you're 6'8". You're gonna fucking kick to the inside of your knee.
Real hard, real quick.
Give it a hot tip. You're not gonna be doing any fucking box jumps for at least 9 months.
I feel you.
Yeah, so we landed on the... Don't be nice to everyone. Just be nice to most people.
No, be nice to everyone within reason. But if someone's being an arsehole, be nice to them first. If the 6'8" dude comes into your house, be like, hey man, I'd like you to leave my house. And if he says, nah, fuck you, I'm going to fuck you up, be like, alright,
yeah,
let's party.
But if he comes up to you at a bar, and he's like, I don't like the way you're looking at me, I might go, well, let me buy you a beer, sir. And then as soon as he turns his back, pow, right there.
Pow, right in the kidneys.
But yeah.
Yeah. But that was, that happened to us when we went out a while ago.
That was
a
couple years ago
now. That dude kept on putting his arm around me. He's like, oh, you don't, I can't even remember what he was saying. And I was there with, you, Anthony, and someone else. And it was, him and his wife.
You're by yourself. That was a problem. You're walking to bring us a drink. Yeah. I think maybe you stepped on his toe or something and you went, sorry.
I even said, sorry. And he was like, fucking rah, rah, and kept putting his arm around me saying, trying to intimidate me. And I'm just looking at him, looking at you, looking at Anthony, looking back at him. I'm like, this is not going to go the way that you think it's going to go, my friend. And then eventually I just sort of smiled and got him to take his arm off me and walked away. So there you go.
Good outcome. Because he's just had too many drinks.
Yeah.
Odds are... Doesn't have any proficiency in physical
and we get arrested
action.
For assault.
Yeah. Even if you don't get it, I don't know. The only good outcome would be that maybe he learns a lesson.
Or you kill
maybe.
Him and then we
yeah.
Then you become the asshole that one punch kills someone.
Yeah.
So in short.
In conclusion, as always, be nice to your mum.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha.